basically, guys, if you're a letting or estate agent, you've got to market yourselves to get more stock. You need to be baffling the online agents with these cheap fees. And you need to get your message out there to prove that you're worth the money and people should use your agency. And there's really only three ways that you can communicate with people. It's the written word, there's the audio, which is radio, and there is the visual, which is TV and video. And I mean, what I've got here today here is as everyone knows me, I'm Chris Watkin, but I've got Chris and Matt from Property Video Solutions from their studios in Grantham. And let's talk a little bit about video, guys, and some stats behind video and why video is so important. So has anyone got any stats that they want to share with the guys out in lettings and estate agency?
Well, you did some stat reviews the other day, didn't you?
I did some stat reviews. So Cisco Systems, a big IT firm, said a couple of weeks ago that by 2020, 80% of all online traffic will be video. So if you're not using video, you're going to be left behind. And in addition to that, as we know from our video training courses, where we were talking about the uplift that you get in terms of video on your website and your blogs, we know that Google favors video, and certainly with YouTube because they own YouTube, that your website gets an 80% lift in terms of search engine optimization. So video is vital and crucial at the, you know, at the current time, not just for social media, but also for your blogs and for your website.
Okay, I mean, there's a lot of estate agents out there that have got like a promo video that's about 10 years old saying, hi, we're an estate agent, come and use us. And they have their place, don't they? Brand awareness and those sort of things. But I think the way the world's going, I don't think those sort of videos are important as they used to be. What sort of other videos could you think of that agents could use to almost get their name out there, get the name of their town out there? Because we've seen some good examples. What can you think of it?
Well, I think a video is like, if you haven't got a video on your website, it's almost like an empty shop. Like if you walked into an high street estate agent, you'd expect to see a face there. Mm-hmm. So why not get your faces on camera, guys, and meet your customers before
they meet
you?
What sort of content are we talking about here, guys? Because it is, content is king.
Of course.
You've got to be a local property expert. We've learned this from working with you, and you've got to know your stuff. So why not tell your potential customers that you do know your stuff and hopefully build up a bit of trust maybe,
Okay, any other types of videos you can use? I mean, you've done some work recently in Stanford, down in South Lincolnshire. What sort of things are we talking like that, Chris?
I mean, what we're doing at the moment is we're working on a product suite for letting agents, which basically positions...
And estate agents,
which positions them effectively as their town or their area's expert. So working with them, but also working with the wider business community, looking at the town's benefits, features, what might be good for education, you know, crime rate, the local property market, and working with a plethora of businesses that give people a real insight into your area, your town, and why they might want to either relocate or buy additional property in that area.
I mean, certainly there's a lot of people out there know a marketer, a chap called Gary Vaynerchuk from America. I mean, he said at an estate agents conference about 18 months ago that people should become the digital mayor of the town.
Yeah, of course.
Because you are part of the community. Everybody lives in houses, whether you own it or rent it. And I think it's really important that if you can get the message out there, not just keep banging on about yourself, because we've all been to parties where someone talks about themselves all night. Why don't you talk about the town? And you know, you've done some work on this Stanford one, which again, we can probably show the guys in a second, on how proud you are to be part of that community. What sort of message, when you went and filmed that, what were you trying to get across for the agent? And you know, what sort of thing were you trying to get?
It doesn't matter where you're from, Chris. You love where you're from, whether it's a small village in Nottinghamshire or a large town near London. Like, everyone loves where they come from, so they read the local paper.
Well, you even love coming from Grantham?
A little bit. I've got some history.
Hey, we're from Grantham.
But everyone loves where they are and where they're from, and they're proud of that. So, and they like talking about it, whether it's local property market or what's going on at the leisure centre or the village hall. So digitising it makes it easier to consume, I think. People like reading, but they are becoming not lazy, not calling anyone lazy, but people prefer watching video and having people talk to them.
Well, I mean, we've all got one of these mobile phones, haven't we? And they reckon that most people are on social media for a good hour and a half a day.
What do you say? You say that it's the remote control to your life.
It is the remote controls to people's lives.
Yeah, TV in your pocket.
TV in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's right.
So really, if we consume more video, it's important the video that we do is consumable and of interest, because there's only so many times that you can bang on about your services, because 99% of people don't want to move, so why the hell are they interested in your services? So why don't we actually give them something that's relevant and interesting to them? And so let's talk about the town, let's talk about property market, let's talk... Hey, if you listen to the Gary Vaynerchuk video, he says you should even go one step further and actually go and interview and talk to local business owners.
Well, we found this when we were filming in Stamford a couple of weeks ago with David from Up. Hi, David. And just talking to local business owners, market stall holders, and people just public around the town. And they loved the fact that someone was filming about where they were from and what they were doing. And they were interested, they wanted to get involved. And then hopefully this whole hubbub of why they're making a film and why you're making it about us becomes like central to one of their conversations in the pub or, you know, wherever they go.
I think of... you know, in terms of making video and the best advice that we can give to people, you know...
Because you can go and do it yourself. You don't need any of us to do this. Yeah, you can go and do it yourself.
But I think, you know, keep three S's in mind. Keep it sharp, keep it short, and keep it salient. It wants to be well edited. It wants to be no more than a couple of minutes of social media so that people don't get bored. And it also wants to be really salient. It wants to be about... You want to show people what you're talking about.
Yeah, so people share it. You know, they're proud of it because people share things because they want to make themselves look good, don't they?
Yeah, of course they do. I mean, like you said there, short, sharp, salient. People don't want to drone on. Another stat for you. They reckon that 80% of people stop watching a video after 2 minutes. Mm. So, yeah, it's nice to have a long video. If something you're into something, people will watch it. But 2 minutes is your time you're on the bus for or you're waiting for a sandwich at lunchtime and they can consume that easily, I think. Yeah.
But again, at the same time, guys, it's also important to have short stuff, but there are some good places for long stuff as well. I mean, one of my best performing videos, well, in fact, the best performing video I've got is 42 minutes long, and it has brought me in tens of thousands of pounds of business. But what I would say is you don't chuck those out initially. You almost use the short stuff as trailers to suck them in.
Yeah, you want to keep, but you want to get people engaging with you first. I think, you know, when we've
you have to grab their attention.
Of course, when we've been speaking with letting agents and estate agents, you know, over the last sort of 6 months, you know, we've been touring the country and speaking to lots of different people whose property markets are very, very different. I mean, certainly if you're talking about the north of the country compared to the south of the country, the huge discrepancy in
town versus town, even housing estates versus in the same town.
You know, so I think it's really important that you engage with your local market and you get people coming to you as that local expert. And video is a really great way of doing that because it puts your face in front of those people. You're effectively saying to people, hi, I'm Chris. I'm Matt. I'm Chris. You know, and we're people, and as we all know, people buy from people, regardless of the digital age, regardless of all of this extra online traffic. Really, people want to speak to people.
They do. And like you said, you don't have to be a tech expert. Like, I know for some of you out there, video can be scary. Look at Mr. Watkin here, now producing a lot of video content that a lot of you are watching, to be fair. So it works, and you know, there's so much tech out there to help you guys out. I mean, like, we've helped some of you guys out there with, you know, techniques and the tools of the trade, but it's just practice. Go away and you can do what you want with it. Yeah, there's top-end video companies, but you like don't us. Need those. Oh, well, yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay, guys, so what we're planning to do now is a series of training videos for you where we actually look at the kit, how to... So we're going to look at the kit, we're going to look at how to film, how to position yourself, how to edit. Yep. We are just going to teach you everything you need to know to be the king of video in your town. I know an awful lot of you are worried about going on video and looking silly and stupid, so I'd certainly recommend, we've done a video recently on why you think that way and how to get over that. But let's crack on and let's start the video training now. And I think the first video really should be what kit these guys need to buy.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to produce a suite of videos that will hopefully help all of you make even better content than you're already making. I know that some people make it phenomenal stuff already.
True.
Following on from our courses. You know, James from Brook Hill Lettings.
Well done, James. Top man.
So phenomenal stuff. So thanks for watching. Come along and let's see what we can learn.
Good stuff. Well done, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Bye.